broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. It's a Friday night, and if you got to listen to talk radio, this is the only show to listen to. Because, quite frankly, I think it's the only talk show that is going to make any sense to you tonight. The only spoken word show, I should say, that's going to make sense to you tonight. President Obama sent so many tweets today on Twitter. More than 40,000 people said enough already, and they stopped following him. Dean Wheeler is going to be on to discuss that with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Stephen Bozell is going to join us here in a couple of minutes to discuss an embarrassing incident witnessed, witnessed by his daughter. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on one of the great stations in our on our affiliate list, a loyal station, WWRL New York City, and in West Palm Beach, WBZT, West Palm Beach, Florida. And, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Live streaming video of our show right now from the El Pacifico, as well as our thousands and thousands of hours of downloadable archive material. The greatest radio show you're going to listen to. I mean, barring the emergence of something else. And of course, our merchandise shop. You can pick up our T-shirts and our hats, and we also have our shot glasses and our coffee mugs. So that gives you an idea of what's important in my life: clothes, tequila, and coffee. So check it out at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Stephen Bozell joining us from Corona, California, where, as you know, his daughter has been attending a middle school, CK Corona, in Corona, California, and we've talked to him about issues regarding that young lady and what exactly she is being told by her school and what it is that her parents are able to influence. And it's been quite a struggle, hasn't it, Steve?
Yes, sir. It's, I have to say sometimes, Bill, I just wonder, you know, what exactly I have to do to become the major influence in my daughter's life. I think that, you know, schools are great, but there's no question that CK Corona has, and I've talked to my wife about this, and I've also talked to the school about it. I think they've exerted an unusual influence on my daughter to the point where now the teachers in the school have eyes and ears inside the homes of the parents. And if the parents do anything that is of a questionable nature, in the mind of Erica Dorton, who is their headmistress, and an individual I've discussed with you before, I mean, that becomes fodder for a discussion at the school. I think it's wrong. And it also empowers our children, I think, Phil, to begin to... It empowers the children on a level to start intruding in areas done in their business. And that is the discussion that I had this afternoon. I was finally able to have that discussion with Candy Apperling, who is the sixth grade teacher.
Have you ever had a discussion one-on-one with Erica Dorton?
No, I have not. She is a woman who, as you know, has made inappropriate phone calls to her home. She has...
Well, I mean, the phone calls that I've heard this woman make, it's been her breathing, right?
That is correct, yes.
Just breathing into your phone and then hanging up, as if she's on some power trip.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, the incident with your daughter occurred... This most recent incident occurred when?
Well, the first thing I want to say is this did not happen in our home. It had to do with a incident this past earlier in the week when I had inadvertently butt dialed my daughter.
And excuse me, you done what?
I butt dialed her. I don't know if you know the term.
No, I do. Butt dialed your daughter?
Yes, sir. That's the unless you are pocket dialed.
You mistakenly dialed. Why do you call it butt dialed?
Because the phone, many times you'll have it in a rear pocket and you'll sit on it, and your butt has dialed it. I don't know of any other way to put it, but...
Well, I've heard people call it pocket dialed.
Well, it's not exactly a... Yeah, but the pocket didn't dial it. You know, and my wife, who I love and who has been my friend and my wife for many years, is a very plain-spoken woman. She said, "You ass dialed our daughter." And she looked at me in that disappointed way that women are going to look at you. And she said, "This is what started it, when you ass dialed her."
And so your wife and you call it butt dialing or ass dialing, whatever.
No, it's not whatever, Mr. Hendry. It was none of my daughter's business. Okay. You know, it was none of my daughter's business.
Well, look, before we get into this, I want to explain to my audience what happened. So pocket dialed or ass dialed or butt dialed or whatever it was that happened, Now, you were in your car?
I was in my truck. It was one of the company trucks, and I was driving the truck to one of our job sites, which was in Diamond Bar. And I had gotten on the 60, and I was traveling, I believe, southeast southerly.
It's not important, sir, what direction you were traveling in. You were in your truck, and you were listening to the radio.
I was listening to the local country station in I've got tapes that I make at Kay-Hay. Kay-Hay's the country station that I've done tapes on, and I was listening to the song. And
all right, well, we have the recording here, and I understand it was something you didn't want to have anybody hear. But I feel it necessary that we play this so people understand.
Yes, sir, I know that. But I'm telling you now, I am directing you now, that Dolores Blasingay, my attorney, is telling you through me now, don't do it. Don't do it.
And well, sir, this is a material that was made available to me by your lawyer.
Yes, but I'm speaking now for my lawyer. She's speaking through me. My lawyer is speaking. And I'm saying now, she's talking right through me. Her mouth is my mouth. And she's saying...
But by the way, can I interrupt you?
What?
I just heard what sounded like a macaw, which is a jungle bird.
I don't have any knowledge of that. I just know that we built this pond out here, and I've got, animals.
Look, it's like you're in South America or something.
Mr. Henry, it's a pond that I've enjoyed the solace and the. You're trying to now make me feel like I'm some kind of a jungle boy. I got the insults.
Sir, I'm not trying to make you feel anyway. I thought it was very interesting. I wondered if you'd brought in tropical birds.
I don't understand. What do you mean brought them in?
There are a great many people who will build an aviary for themselves, or they will do something else with their property in which they bring in animals, or they bring in sculptures or rock formations.
Well, no, sir. I'm not that kind. That sounds like something one of the. I don't do that, okay? I do. Everything I do is normal. Everything I am is normal. And I've tried so very much to tell you that over the years, and all you want to do is. I don't understand what it is you and your radio station want to do with me, or what you're trying. Why can't I just live a life? Why can't I just live a life?
And, all right, Mr. Bozell, I'm going to play this recording. And the reason why I'm going to play this recording...
I've asked you not to do it.
The reason why, sir, is that your attorney sent me this material. Now...
But I told you that Dolores Blasingame speaks through me. My mouth is her mouth. What comes out of her mouth, I put in it. Or I put what is...
Okay, I heard what you said. You are not a lawyer.
No, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm...
When did Dolores Blasingame tell you she didn't want this played?
She did not say that.
She did not say that. So now you're misrepresenting her.
I'm saying that she and I are of one mind, and what comes out of my... See, what happened was, is I said the wrong thing. I said what comes out of my mouth goes into hers, or however I said it, and now you have made that into an issue.
Quite frankly, sir, the more you talk, the worse it sounds. I want to hear for myself what happened, so that the audience will also hear, and we might be able to form an opinion that would be favorable to you. You don't know.
All right, sir, but I would at this time ask you to reserve judgment on what you think I am and what I'm about.
Reserve judgment on what I think as a result of what I hear on the tape.
Yes, sir. I would appreciate that very deeply.
All right. I'd be happy to do that, sir. Stephen Bozell with us. Let me hear this tape. Bud Dickman. This is the song that he was listening to in the car. Is that right?
Yeah. He had a radio on and was listening to it. And then he had it.
You don't have to talk to him. I know. I can tell you. I was in the radio. I mean, I was not in it, but I was listening to it.
All right. You were listening to the radio. Now, I think that what happened was your daughter called, or you butt-dialed your daughter. Is that it?
I butt-dialed my daughter, yeah.
Okay. We're going to hear the phone pick up, I guess, on her end or something like that.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
That's it.
So you were listening to the song Feels Like a Woman?
Yes, sir.
So what's the big deal with that?
My daughter took the recording and gave it to her teachers and everything.
But I don't understand what's wrong with you. Are you saying that listening to that song?
Yeah, you can hear the song. You didn't hear me singing. And I was singing to it.
You were singing to it?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to have to enhance that then, Bud, can we?
Yeah, we'll just have to turn up the low end.
All right, let's take a break here. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, and we'll get this recording squared away. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and Stephen Bozell on the line with us. So what I'm essentially hearing here, Steve, what the hell is that, man? Get that out. What I'm essentially hearing here, Steve, is that you were singing the song Feels Like a Woman by Shania Twain in your car. Is that right? Okay.
When my daughter was butt dialed, or not butt dialed, but when my phone, when I'm accidentally calling my daughter, and she's hearing me singing "Feels Like a Woman" by Shania Twain, I was therefore embarrassed and made to look like an ass, and that's fine. I mean, I understand that mistakes are going to happen, but she had no right at all. To then take that recording to Erica Dorton, and that was the something that was passed around the office.
So what you're afraid of is what?
Well, there's a perception that I'm sitting there enjoying Shania Twain singing "Feels Like a Woman." I don't have anything against the song or anything, but I sure as hell don't. You know, I'm not. The perception now is that I'm all into Shania Twain. Okay.
The perception among who?
Among my daughter and her teachers and everybody at the school. So I have asked them to destroy the tape, and my attorney has asked them to destroy the tape.
Yeah, but see, your attorney just allowed me to play this tape on the air. You see what I mean? So,
yeah, I would have to get with her to find out the reason for that. I'm sure that...
Well, I think she wanted to us to hear how asinine you sounded. Okay.
Well, okay, and what's the point of that?
So that people will see that you were embarrassed. Not only that, but it's a recording that was made by your daughter and then shared to other people, and maybe she didn't have the right. I don't know. I will tell you this. I didn't hear anything there in that song that sounded all that bad. Now, let's get the recording back up here. I tell you what I would like to do is play the song again. And I think it's called Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And this is Shania Twain. And we have the recording of you, sir.
I would, if you would not, go ahead, sure.
Just hold on for a minute, okay?
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Don't let it all hang out. Yeah. Want to make some noise, really?
Is that you?
I'm not going to answer any questions.
No inhibitions,
I'm getting a lady. Don't talk me crazy. Forget I'm a lady.
All right, so that's all we need to hear, huh?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, sir. You understand, Mr. Hendry, that you have made yourself vulnerable, that you are exposed, you're fully exposed, you got it all. Legally, you're hanging. Legally, you got it hanging out.
And how am I legally got it hanging out? Your attorney sent me the tape. You admit that you were singing to the Shania Twain song. You've made a big issue out of it. You know, I used to drive my kids to school. I remember the kids were young when that song came out. I forget when it came out, like 2002 or something, 2001. I forget when.
No, sir, it did not come out in 2000. It came out in 2000. And no, it came out in 19, In 2001,
huh?
No, it came out...
I think it came out in, like, 99, okay?
Well...
Be that as it may... What year? In 97.
Okay.
All right. My kids were really small, and I remember driving them to school, and we'd be listening to the radio, and that would be on.
Okay.
We'd all be singing to it.
If you're talking about a little tiny kid, I'm talking about a girl that's on her way into high school. She's now a burgeoning adolescent. She's got girlfriends who are going to be women and will judge me, okay? What's a little tiny... Is a little tiny kid going to judge you? Is a little tiny kid going to look at you and say... You know,
look, at Mr. Bozell, this has to do with the way people perceive you. Isn't that right?
It has to do with my reputation in the business, in the construction business.
And because this song has gotten out into the public domain, you sound silly singing it. And I'm telling you that as a father, I sang this song to my kids. It was no big thing. Turn the tape back up, bud, will you?
I'm asking you, sir, please, in the name of God, please, in the name of God. I'm begging you to turn this off. Oh, thank God.
Oh, come on, man. It can't be that bad.
It's that bad. When you sit in a car as a man and you go, my daughter, and I'll tell you one other thing. I'm going to sue the living hell out of Nokia. I'm going to sue them. Not Nokia. That's the phone I had before, the one I got now. I got me a Droid. That's what I got. I'm going to sue the hell out of whoever made the Droid I got because I sit on that. I butt down my daughter. Next thing you know, I'm on a national radio show. Defending myself as I squeal like a girl.
You know what, sir? This is a problem of your own making.
How do you figure that?
I'll tell you how I figure that. So the recording went to your daughter. So she heard her dad singing to Shania Twain's Feel Like a Woman. So then she takes it to school. Maybe the teachers listen to it. The kids listen to it. You could have blown this whole thing off by just saying, yeah, don't I sound kind of funny? Ha ha. Doesn't daddy sound funny? You know?
Doesn't daddy sound funny? I'm saying that to Erica Dorton?
No, you're not saying it to Erica Dorton.
Because if I say that to Erica Dorton, who's the headmistress, don't daddy sound funny, she's going to think I'm coming on like some kind of a pervert.
This is a woman that's breathing into the phone. But the point that I'm making is you could have blown the whole thing off by just being that cool and just saying, hey, you know, how about that? I butt-dialed my daughter, you know.
Well, my wife had called her up, and what was one of the problems, my wife said, please excuse my husband for ass-dialing my daughter. And that's when Dorton just would not hear anymore. And apparently we got a call back from...
What are you talking about?
I said when my wife told Dorton that I ass-dialed April Jr.
How does anybody talk to Dorton when she only breathes into a phone?
She talked to her secretary, okay?
All right.
God.
I don't know how things work over there, okay? I don't know how things work at your kid's school. It sounds like a nut house to me. Headmistress that breathes into a phone?
My wife talked to the girl.
Oh, come on. Butch up, will you? What happened?
My wife talked to the secretary, and she said that Dorton heard it. And my wife said, what happened was my husband ass-dialed my daughter. And that's when they went, how dare you say ass-dialed to Erica Dorton?
How dare you say ass-style, huh?
Yeah, they thought I was... My wife was...
Hold on for a minute. Get a grip. Take a deep breath. Another one.
What if I hyperventilate?
Take another deep breath. Now, what happened?
My wife called up the school and said that my husband, which is not my husband, but...
No, I know.
My wife called up the school and said that I had ass-dialed April Jr. And the teacher said, what do you mean by ass-dial? And my wife said, I think you know. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And that's when they said, no, we don't. And then I had to call and say, ass-dialing is when you sit on your phone and you connect right straight through to your daughter. they thought that was weird, too. So every explanation we made of Ash Island only turned into some sort of a definition of a perversion. And on top of that, they got me singing. And not just singing, but warbling like I'm a background singer, wearing big, big tall cowboy boots and a skirt on That Feels Like a Woman.
Take another deep breath. Just hold on for a minute. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Stephen Bozell. God.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, man.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hold on for a minute, folks. Yeah?
Yeah, Southern, you're turn that stuff off. Turn it off. I don't know what the hell that is. What is that, the Iron Butterfly or something? What was that?
I don't know.
Now, I'm listening to you screaming and yelling during the break about the fact that you don't have music that goes through a phone? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
What do you need music through a phone for?
Because if I've got a character on the air that's talking about listening to a song and his daughter got butt dialed, and no, I don't want to explain to you what that is, and she heard the song through a phone, then the song's got to sound like it comes through a phone.
What about EQ? Rolling off the highs like you were talking about.
I roll the highs off, it's not enough. I got a little Mackie board. I rolled all the highs. I rolled everything off of this stuff. It ain't enough. It doesn't sound like it's coming through a phone. It just sounds like a song that's muffled.
Well, you're yelling. You're going out of your mind here. Okay?
Of course I'm going out of my mind. That Steve Bozell was listening to a song in his car, so it was supposed to sound like it was going through a phone, and it didn't sound that way.
You know, you got to just relax. You're going to have a stroke. And you know what it's going to sound like when you have a stroke? You know what it's going to sound like?
I'm going to have a stroke, huh?
Yes, you're going to have a stroke. Now, I've heard guys that have had strokes on the air. I've heard them. You know what it sounds like? Do you know what it sounds like?
No, I don't know what it sounds like.
It sounds like this.
Hey, everybody. Hey, what's happening? It's the Phil Hendry sound.
You want to sound like that?
Oh, come on.
No, do you want to sound like that?
No, I don't.
All right. Because if you have a stroke and one whole side of your face goes, then you're like this. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry, and this is a really good Phil I'm going to hear now. Lori. And then you're not going to worry about whether the song goes through a phone. Then you're going to worry about whether you're drooling or not. Whether people can hear the words, or all they hear is the sloshing about of drool. Now, we got a budget for a lot of things on this show, Phil. And yes, if we need it, we've got a budget for a drool bucket. I'm hoping I don't need that.
I don't think I'm going to have a stroke.
Oh, yeah, I think you're going to have a stroke. I listened to you during that break going out of your mind. And it's going to sound like this. I need to have a phone bed for... And everybody's going to start laughing. Look at that. Henry had a stroke. And you're going to be listening over to one side of the chair, and they'll take you to the NAB, and they'll talk. You'll talk to all the young broadcasters about what it means to be on the radio as you sit slumped over to the left in your chair going,
yeah, it's really been a great career, I guess, Henry.
You want to sound like that?
Look, David,
do you want to sound like that?
No, sir, I don't.
Right. You don't. So I'd suggest you just work with what you've got. Like the little brown duck said, work with what you got. Like the woman said to the sailor, work
with... I understand. Work with what I got.
Work with what you got. Otherwise, it's going to be... And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the NAB in Chicago. And our panelist tonight is Phil Hendry, one of the great talents in American radio. Phil, how's it going tonight?
Well, that's good, everybody. I think you're going to tell you.
Oh, gee, Phil, we're sorry you had a stroke, huh, when you were screaming at your staff.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to love me.
You're going to sound like Gollum. You're going to sound, I don't know what the hell you're going to sound. You're going to sound like that kid. Do you remember that kid you were telling me about, Phil?
Yeah, I think you made your point.
No. Hold on for a minute. Do you remember the kid that listened to the Judas Priest record and blew part of his face off? You remember that?
How can I forget? The Dream Deceivers?
Yeah. That's what you're going to sound like. That kid. The kid looked like that's what you're going to sound like.
You made your point.
Did I? I hope I did. Because I know the audience tonight is listening to you, and they're wondering whether you're going to die from a stroke. What's going to happen to you?
Nobody heard anything. I was talking off the air, and I apologize, okay?
No, don't apologize to me. Apologize to your audience when you go, "Hi, everybody, I killed Henry." Now, just continue with this show and continue with what you're doing. And Steve Bozell, is this Bozell there?
Yes, sir, I am. And, you know, by the way, Mr. Hall, I think I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, sure.
No, I really could. I mean, I think Mr. Hall's saying some really smart everything about that, too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. He's up here. He's kissing your rear end now.
Oh, is he talking bad?
I wasn't talking bad about anything.
Anything? That's, speaking of having a stroke.
He mispronounced thing. He said swing. Maybe he meant to say swing. Is that what you meant to say?
No, sir. I haven't gone that route yet.
What route?
I was singing Feels Like a Woman. Oh,
God. I've never talked to a guy in my life who's more homophobic, okay?
I'm not homophobic.
Well, no, I don't mean that you don't like gay people. What I mean is you're frightened of even being perceived as gay. You're singing a Shania Twain song, okay?
Well, what difference does that make? What gives you the right to flip your lid like a crazy man? Now, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I want to hear more of what you got to say.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say... What is that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I got a cough, okay? What are you doing, man?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm interpreting for those that speak stroke.
People that speak stroke, huh?
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. My father-in-law had a stroke. I'm sure he'd like to know what you're talking about.
Mr. Bozell, you came on this program tonight.
Slow it down a little bit, Phil. I speak stroke, but not that fast.
What are you doing, man? Are you trying to make an ass out of me?
What are you doing? Don't you think you're going to take a beat?
I've got this allergy. I've got this cold. Mr. Bozell, you came on my show tonight, and you were worried that your daughter, who had been butt-dialed by you, would take this tape of you singing Shania Twain's Feels Like a Woman, and she would play it for her friends, and you'd look like an ass. Will you hang up on him? Isn't that what happened?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I don't speak stroke, so I don't know what you...
Okay, look, here's what I'm going to say. If you want to mess around like this, that's fine. You can do whatever you want to do. But you came on the show and you were upset that people would perceive you as some kind of a fruit. Okay, I'll go ahead and kick it out there like that, because you were singing "Feels Like a Woman" by Shania Twain, which was heard by your daughter after you inadvertently dialed her. You pocket dialed her, because that's what I'm going to call it, and you didn't mean to do that. And so we got a hold of this tape, and here it is. Okay.
Oh, now you're going to make me. Oh. Where's Mr. Hall? He can sing stroke.
He can sing stroke, huh?
Hold on for a minute. Here I am.
Hang up on him, will you?
That's Mr. Hall.
Hang up on him.
All right,
so this was you after you butt-dialed your daughter.
Please don't say I butt-dialed my daughter. Somebody's going to think it's some kind of a... Right there. Okay, right there. That's her doing it. I didn't do that.
Didn't do what?
I didn't go, ah. I mean, I did in my car, and my daughter heard that. Oh, God.
All right, sir, I can tell you this much. If anybody plays that recording in a public performance, you can turn that off now, bud, because I can't stand it any longer. And I happen to like the song. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I guess we should get David Hall on here to talk about, to speak stroke for me so that we can... Okay, David?
That's about what you said. I didn't even know what you said, but it went like that.
But the fact of the matter is, if this man had not made a larger issue out of this than was originally made of it, we would not have to even deal with it. He got his attorney involved. He got the headmistress of the school involved. He got his wife involved. All because he thinks he sounds gay singing Feels Like a Woman.
I want to make sure everybody had a stroke knows what you're talking about.
Because you speak stroke.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break here on the world famous. Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1 portion of the yard because it's part of a hillside, and I've got about, well, probably not more than 50 yards up the side of this mountain. And we took that, and I put in a pond, and I put in some rock formation. I put in a dynamic water feature. And
what's a dynamic water feature?
Well, a dynamic water feature is a fountain that is, the pond is the pond. And I'm glad you asked me, Mr. Henry, because I work very hard on this, and I try very deeply to do it right. And I have people who come over, and they go, oh, look. And they'll say, oh, look, a fountain. And I said, no, that's a dynamic water feature, and this is a pond. And they'll say, yeah, but it's just a fountain. And I'll say, you know, and I find myself damning them to hell and saying things. I'm a Christian, okay?
I understand. You take your work very seriously, and you want people to refer to it the right way.
Yes, sir, they do.
All right, so you have a water feature.
Yes, I have a water feature in the middle of the pond.
Okay, and what formation of that, what kind of water feature is it?
It's a fountain.
Okay, but you'd rather I not call it a fountain.
I would rather you'd say, oh, look, a water feature. It's a fountain. You know, so preluded, or not preluded, but
make the statement, I don't know what word you're looking for, but first say that it's a water feature and then it's a fountain.
Yeah, but you just made that sound a little sloppy, don't you?
Look, Mr. Bozell, I'm trying to work with you here, okay? I'm trying to work with you.
I understand. I don't know. Oh, my God, why are you yelling? You know,
I'm trying to work with you. I'm not yelling so much as you've got a pond and you have a water feature.
I've got a water feature, yeah.
Okay, and what do you do out there?
Well, what, does it matter to you? I come out and I play with it. How about that? I mean, that's probably what you laugh at. My daughter's in the other room listening to this whole show, and she's been on the floor. I look at my own daughter on the floor rolling around holding her stomach. That's how funny she thinks the whole thing is.
Your daughter's laughing at you now.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I can see her in the other room. Hey, you know what Daddy does at the pond? I play with it. Yeah, see? Look at her. Wow! That's my own daughter.
I thought you were at a pond.
I was at the pond, but I came back inside and I put on the pond, the pond environment. I got a pond environment. And
so what am I listening to here? Is that a real pond?
No, sir. It's the pond environment I got on in my study.
All right, let's see what we got here. Now, I have this song as it was sung by you, and this is the song. No, it still hasn't downloaded yet. So we've got, but I essentially, Feels Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Thank you. My daughter, she finally got up. She was laughing her ass off. Yeah, I can tell you.
This sounds to me like your daughter is at the very heart and soul of this entire mess. Your daughter is the one that got this tape. Your daughter is the one that went ahead and transcribed it and began sending it around.
Yeah, she was forwarding it.
Forwarding it. Your daughter's the one that gave it to the people at school. And your daughter is the one who's in there in the other room monitoring everything that you say and is laughing herself sick over all this stuff. Isn't that right?
Well, you heard her.
Well, I heard something. So it's your daughter that needs, as you and I have talked, Mr. Bozell, many times, and we've had our audience call in and say the same thing. Your daughter needs to be disciplined in some way. Your daughter needs to be, you know, lopped off at the knees, man. You've got to lock that kid's heels so that she's not disobeying you, okay?
Yeah, but, I mean, she got me dead to rights. I mean, I'm almost asking for it. If you're sitting there and you're singing Feel Like a Woman, and it's Shania Twain, you're singing that in the truck, and you butt out your daughter, so she's got the tape of it, and you're sitting there singing like every, oh, my God, like you want to be a girl. I mean, I was begging for it that day. I was asking for it, pleading for it. So when my daughter got the tape recording of me singing, and she said, Dad, and she didn't even say anything. She just played it and looked at me and nodded, and I said, yeah, you got me. You got me. I'm dead to rights. You got me. I was pleading for it. She goes, enough said. And she went out and forwarded that to every Christian soul that she could think of. And that's what I mean.
So you pretty much told her to go ahead and do it.
No, I didn't tell her to, but I said, you got me dead to rights. She said, hey, Daddy. She played about, oh, I'd say 10 seconds of it. She nodded at me as if to say, fair game. I said, have at it.
So you did. You gave her permission.
Well, what am I going to say? She wanted fair and square. I butt dialed her. I'm singing Feel Like a Woman, or I want to feel, and that was the other thing. I was saying, I want to feel a woman. She's going, okay, that's great. Now you want to sexually molest. I had no choice.
Well, if you had no choice, then I wouldn't have made a big issue with your attorney. And if you admit you were wrong, I don't see how you were wrong. I honestly don't. I think your daughter was malicious.
Well,
I mean, you know, you might have said to her, yeah, you got me dead to rights. You're a father talking to a daughter. It's a funny thing. But to think that you gave her some permission to go and humiliate you, that's been my biggest problem with many of the things that you bring to my radio show. All right. I wish I could tell you that we are downloading the Shania Twain song, but apparently we're not, Mr. Bozell, and we just don't have that available now. But I can tell you that the recordings that you provided us were fine. I think I've got one here. Hold on for just a second. Let's listen to this.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna unzip and let it hang. I wanna make some noise. I wanna do the thing. I wanna do it.
Okay, is that you?
Yes, sir. That was me. That's the song. So you got it. Okay, yeah, good. So you got it. Now I get to be humiliated really good. Thanks a lot. So
I just wanted to know if that was the song.
Going down to, you know.
Okay, so that was you, and that was the song, and your daughter has it. And I think there's a few things in there that you were singing, like, I'm gonna unzip and let it hang out.
Yeah, because I was being stupid.
All right, well, if you want my advice, and I know you don't, you want to sue, and I don't know who you're going to sue. If I were you, buddy, I would take this, I'd take my daughter out and somehow find a way to discipline her and tell her that's nobody's business but yours. And, you know, Mr. Bozell, you sue a lot of people. How about suing your own daughter? That'd be great, man. All right, so enough of that. And that's Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to have more for you coming up next hour, although what that might be, I have no idea. But we do have a couple of other stories to get to, and one of them has to do with the Parents Television Council and other groups up in arms over NBC's The Playboy Club that KSL Television has declined to run. The advocacy group Parents Television Council, which claims, speaking of controlling your kids or whatever, the advocacy group Parents Television Council, which claims 1.3 million members, which it does not have, is condemning NBC for its upcoming drama, The Playboy Club, putting pressure on local stations across the country to refuse its airing. The thing about the Parents Television Council is they got a lot more press than they deserve. They don't have 1.3 million members. They don't have any, they have no muscle at all. They can't get anything done, and yet we and other people in the media keep talking about them. However, to the extent that it gives promotion to the NBC show The Playboy Club, I guess we'll keep talking about it. The series set in 1960 Chicago stars Eddie Cibrian as Nick, a lawyer who frequents the titular establishment and soon finds his life entangled with that of Playboy Bunny Maureen, played by Amber Heard. And then this Parents Television Council says there's 200,000 Americans are porn addicts. 56% of divorce cases can be blamed not on a lack of love, but on one person having obsessive interest in pornography. And so this Parents Television Council is blaming Playboy Magazine and NBC for supporting it for the demise of the American family. One of these days, what we're going to do is I'm going to come in here and I'm going to give you guys a talk on history. Some of the stupidest people in the world when it comes to history are people like the Parents Television Council, are people, any religious advocacy that talks about how good things were in the... Anybody that says things were great in the old days, they are either lying to you or they're stupid. They're talking about the demise of the American family. Well, they're talking about divorce. You know, those, some of those families stayed together back in the day, and the husband just beat the wife up, or molested the daughter, or drank too much, or whatever. So technically, the family was still together, wasn't it? So that's the only thing I'm talking about. So, hence the Parent Television Council yearning for the good old days. All right, we'll be back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler on President Obama's 40,000 Twitter followers lost. That's coming up next hour. Don't forget the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And, of course, our live streaming video of the show tonight.
Phil Henry.